Hi, I'm Naomi, and I'm glad you're here. This podcast is here to inspire you to action. We'll look at the mindsets that are no longer serving you and do the work to flip the script so you can move boldly forward in what you desire to do. Hey friends, it's Naomi. Today I wanted to share my journey to this point. I'm on a Facebook group, and sometimes life purpose comes up quite a bit. Like, do you know your life purpose? And, you know, there's people like, yeah, I totally do. Others, people are like, I have no clue. And I've been in both camps. And so I just kind of want to share my journey up until this point of how I did get clear on what I'm doing in life. So, and like my life purpose, what I believe it to be. So in order to do that, I thought I would go back because all parts of your story tie into where you are now. And so I'm just going to go through, you know, kind of what I've done and just the themes that I looked back on, you know, to get to where I am today. So I'm going to start with kind of like college. I went to school thinking I was going to get a degree in exercise science, and I did not accomplish that because I couldn't pass statistics. Can't even say the word. And so because of that, I changed my major to double major, health and physical education, with a coaching endorsement, and that was the plan. My plan was not to be a teacher. I did not want to be a teacher. My dad was a teacher principal, and so growing up in the school, I just saw how hard they work for little pay and little appreciation. And so teaching was off the plate. I kind of thought I would be trying to find a job in like a YMCA type community center. That's kind of what my thinking was at the time. I wasn't very ambitious, but you know, it's kind of where I was. During college, I was also involved in like the Student Activities Council, kind of working on the marketing team and all that stuff, and you know, different activities like that. So that was kind of my first thing. Well, after college, I ended up in Texas and found a job at a health club. And so I was, you know, personal trainer. And through that time, I also got certified in like group exercise classes, like trekking and spinning at the time. And so I did like my time there, but that time brought some clarity because I had a few kid clients that I loved working with. And through that, I was like, man, I could reach so many more kids in 1 hour, like in the classroom, than one kid at a time in a gym. And so that was kind of like a first little light bulb moment, I guess. But I also was trying to work my way up in this company. It was kind of like a mom and pop gym kind of thing. And I'm not very good at schmoozing, so I wasn't moving up like I had thought I could or wanted to. And so I didn't feel like things were happening for me in Texas. So then I moved to California with another college friend. And so I moved in with her and her two roommates, and all three of them were teachers. So, you know, finding work, found another job in a, you know, health club, fitness center, actually two, and kind of started to think through, like, you know, what are some options? And so I started subbing because I needed work and that seemed like a good job. And I don't really know, actually, but it just kind of happened. But then I also started tutoring some kids of my roommates and I was like, oh, I really like this. So then, you know, next steps, I end up going back to school to get my teaching degree, teaching certification. But then I ended up also adding on my master's degree in education, something that I clearly did not plan on and ever think I would be doing, but it just kind of was the next step and just kind of fell into place and was an easy yes. So I started, you know, going to school in the evenings, subbing during the day. But then when it came to student teaching, I had the opportunity to teach in my own classroom because I got a job at a middle school. And so that was pretty nice because I could still work, get my full paycheck, and also do my student teaching. But I loved my time there. I was there 5 years at that first school, and I liked bringing new programs to the school. I liked bringing, I started a cross country team. I enjoyed that. And planning sports day and just different fun things like that, I really enjoyed doing. But then I also, just personal reasons, needed to get out of there. So then that took me to going to Bible study and mentioning it to the people in Bible study that I was looking for a new opportunity. I didn't know what, where, and they mentioned this opportunity in Japan to teach. And so I kind of followed that lead and ended up moving to Japan for a year and teaching English at a conversation school. I love Japan. It's like everything is so clean and little and cute. The food is delicious. The people were nice. And I just had a really good experience there. But I was at the age in life where I'm like, oh, it's going to be really hard to find somebody here because I wasn't married. So I better go home and, you know, so that I can get married. So I moved back to Colorado, and that first year back was hard because I felt like I have the years of experience, like I was over that 3 years of experience, so highly qualified, it should be easy to find a job. It wasn't. And so I ended up subbing and doing some office work and such like that. So that's fine, is what it is for that period of time. But then I ended up getting a job in Denver. And my first year in Denver was at a middle school, and I was working with a tough population, a lot of ED kids. And so it was just a really hard first year, a lot of crying. And I was like, I don't want to do this because my school in California was, they're like, if you can teach here, you can teach anywhere, because it was one of the tougher ones in the district. And so I thought, oh, I have that experience, I can do anything. So anyway, start teaching in Denver. First year at the middle school is difficult. Ended up leaving that school and moving to an elementary school. And that was a sweet 7 years that I had there. And it was sweet because, one, my principal was very supportive, at least the principal I had for 5 years. She was so supportive. She let me try different things, like bring in different programs, like Girls on the Run, SCORE was a soccer program, the Wellness Initiative, that was yoga. I mean, just all these things, like Got Milk, the Dairy Council stuff. So all these wellness things that I love to do, like bringing different people in the community together for fairs, and we started a community garden, like all these creative things. I mean, besides the teaching, like the teaching was fun because you're playing. You always have to think outside the box. Like if a kid isn't getting a movement, you have to try to figure something else out. So you're always just being creative, thinking outside the box, meeting the needs of the kids and all that. And so that was a really sweet spot and a good time. And so I had another administrator that wasn't always so supportive. And so it was difficult. And I just was kind of like, I can't do this. Like, I am a person that likes to bring people together. I am a person that likes to create different things. And when that's stifled, I'm just not a happy camper. And if I'm struggling, I don't think it's fair for me as a teacher to be in the classroom, because then that's coming out on the kids. And I just don't like that. And so I decided to leave that job. Not knowing what was next, but I knew I had to, you know, move on from that. It was no longer a good fit. So again, talking to different friends and just, you know, kind of like, I don't know what's up, you know, stay in Denver, I'm open to whatever. Since I had spent that year in Japan, I knew overseas would be okay. So on a walk with a friend, and she mentioned a school in Indonesia that I could possibly check out and apply to. So I did, checked out the website, had a PE job, sweet, apply, get the job. So selling my townhouse and all that stuff, wrapping up the school year and moving to Indonesia. So I was there for 3 years, and first year was okay, a little bit hard. Just, you know, transition is hard. And then the next 2 years, I also had another, like I was still teaching, but I also was the athletic coordinator, like athletic director. And so just higher up, seeing different things and the frustrating thing of communication, cultural differences, right? You have to get something done, but things aren't done how you would like it done. Just some of those things were really hard. And I felt like I had a lot more to give, and I wasn't given the opportunity to do that because of the systems that were in place, for whatever reason. And so I just felt like my soul was slowly dying because I wasn't able to use my creative energy as I like to do and how I feel like I can help other people. So that last year was when I really had to do the soul searching. And what that looked like is looking back at any test, personality tests that I had already taken, looking at those results, like the Myers-Briggs, Strength Finders. I also reached out to the counselors there and asked them if I could take the, you know, test that they give the high schoolers for like interests and abilities and all that stuff. So I had that information. I just did a lot of soul searching, like writing down, what would my ideal day be like? What would my ideal week look like? What would my ideal year look like? What would my, you know, like all the things, ideal, like what is it that I feel like I'm missing now in my life that I would want to have in my life? And so I started to look at that. And I always thought after teaching, I would just move into counseling. I don't know why I had that. I just felt like that was going to be the next step. So I looked at counseling. And through that, I also looked at life coaching because I knew they were similar but different. And so I just started to kind of look at both. And when I realized that counseling goes back, right, dealing with past things. And life coaching is the here and now and moving forward. I just felt like life coaching was the better fit because I want to help people move forward, right? Like, I think it's good to deal with your past and work through that. And I feel like people are gifted in dealing with that and doing that work. But I feel like my giftings are better with the forward movements. And so I decided to go into life coaching. And so when I moved back to the States after 3 years in Indonesia, I started my life coaching certification, which was a year-long program. We met, I think, three times in person for 3 days. So that was cool because I got to go back to Denver and see friends as well as do my training. And then the rest was like online between that, like webinars and coaching other people and getting coached. So all of that stuff. So it was a good program for me because the guy, the leader of it, has a counseling background. So he brings a lot of that into it. But also during that time, I was working as a family support worker. And so I was working with families that either were fostering kids, and then also the parents that were having to do the work to get their kids out of foster care, so to reunify. And I was also becoming a foster parent. So that was my world too. And so through that, I grew my empathy muscle quite a bit, seeing both sides of it, seeing that we can't just judge from outward appearances until we get to know somebody's story. Because when we get to know their story, it makes a lot of sense why we do what we do. And that healing needs to happen to see progress in making better choices for, you know, yourself and for others that you, you know, have to care for. And so anyway, that was hard, but such a good learning experience. And then I also worked at a craft store, like a where you get to go make crafts and then take them home. And so that was like my creative outlet as far as like the creativity and all that stuff. So that's kind of the journey till now. And I do believe that life coaching is a great fit for me. The challenge comes with the business building side of it, which they don't tell you about because it is a whole different skill set. And so that's what I am learning to do right now. That's what I am doing my best to implement. And it's good because it also uses that creativity, right? You have to think of new ways to do this and that. And plus, you're life coaching yourself the whole time. So that's kind of been my journey up until this point. And kind of getting back to the life purpose. When I was in Indonesia that last year, doing all that reflection, doing all the soul searching, I came down to what my life purpose is. Looking back on what I have been doing and looking ahead to what I want to continue to do. And that is to support and encourage other people. So not help. Like, help is part of it, but I do believe that the support is there because I think you already have everything that you need to be successful or to do what you want to do. Help, I feel like, let me help you. Let me do everything for you. And I know that's like a fine line, but I want to support you in you doing what you know you need to do. And if I can, you know, do that along the way, not do it for you, but support you along the way and then encourage people, being that cheerleader. I was a cheerleader in high school. So I like cheering for other people, but I think that it's important to keep encouraging people along their way because this journey isn't easy. It's full of unknowns. There's seasons when you're pretty content, things are going well, and there's seasons that it's really hard to find contentment. And there's seasons where you have to keep moving forward to something that you believe in, even when it's hard. And so, you know, as you find your life purpose, I think that's the thing. It's like looking at how do you want to spend your days, right? What are your natural giftings? What do you, like, time flies and you don't even realize it. Those kind of things. Like, what message do you want to see in the world? Like, it's kind of all those things. And I do think that finding your life purpose is a, like, there's not a one size fits all way to get there. Sometimes it takes longer for others to find that, but I do think we all have a reason why we're here on earth and what we have to share. And so that's kind of where I came to be a life purpose and transition coach, because I do desire to see people living in their purpose and then transitioning their life to fulfill that. And so because I think it can be a scary time when you're like, I don't know, I don't have any dreams, I don't have any goals. But because I said that one time, like 3 years ago, and then not a day or two later, I was like, yes, I do. Right. So, I think we keep safe by saying, I'm fine with whatever and stuff like that. But I do think there's something on each of our hearts that we are here to do. And so that's my goal with my coaching, is to do that. So anyway, I know sometimes I enjoy listening to other people's stories, how they got from point A to point B, and as they move forward to point C. But if you have any questions, I am happy to answer them the best I can. And if you are desiring to figure out your life purpose, your calling, your mission, whatever you want to call it, if you are in that space where you're just like, I want to figure this out, I'm here for you to help talk you through that and to process that with you. So reach out. I'm here for you, and we'll talk to everybody later. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at A Creative Purpose, or visit my website at acreativepurpose.com. Until next time, do your thing to serve the world.